Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord speaks to us in the spirit. His spirit to our spirit, heart to heart. And the Lord will keep us in the know. As I've been following God, He never let anything sneak up on me. And He protects me when I'm confident that I'm protected wherever I can't see. Even things that I don't know is going on. I continue to pray for my family, for my friends, for my church. I'm an intercessor. Intercessory prayer gives you superhuman abilities through Christ. You can do things you normally could not do through obedience, sincerity, and innocence in following God. And the Lord knows that He can count on you. If the Lord gets you to pray for others, if He wake you up and have you pray in the tongues, then that's because you're a faithful person. And He can count on you. And that's the kind of person I desire to be. I once asked the Lord, I said, Lord, sometimes I may have answers that people need. And they're at a point they can receive from me. Help me to say things that will be a blessing. There's no reason to be like ships in the night. You know, a person walking by with a hurricane, a storm in their mind. And I've got the peace and joy of the Lord. And a fresh word can make a difference sometimes. And the Lord has helped me to walk through open doors when people are ready to hear. And that's when people are at a point of reception, that's when I noticed that the Holy Spirit will move. I was telling my daughter yesterday that sometimes people listen when they're ready to hear. If you say it at the wrong time, they may not pick it up. But when a person's ready to receive a fresh word from the Lord, then that's when you can minister to them. A lady had called, she listened to the radio broadcast, she got my number and called. And the Lord blessed me to say just what she needed. But I said she did that because she was ready to receive. We have to receive the word before we believe the word. And it's very important. People's lives are on the line. We can make the difference. That's why we must focus on the Lord. We can't let things distract us because there are so many terrible distractions out there. We need to trust Him. We need to seek His face. Because God knows what He's doing, and He knows how to help us help others. And we can do this. This is our healing. This is what Jesus paid for. He gave us His ability. Whatever Jesus did, you can do it. But it takes conversations with the Lord is required. You have to relate to the Lord, to know Him. If you know Him, you can do things you normally couldn't do. And we all know that. That's understandable. That's a given. Our focus must be on Him. That's not always a given. Sometimes people are trying to do God's will without a prayer life, without spending time with the Lord. You're not going to get very far. You're just going to have a lot of good intentions. I know because I tried that before. And I started seeking the Lord and asking questions. And every time He gave me an answer, I walk in the light. And it made it easy to receive answers for greater questions. And then every time He asked me, I walk in the light. I wasn't a forgetful hero. And your life gets better and better. Sometimes you have a fresh word. You embrace it. And, to the pure, everybody's pure. To the forward, everybody's forward. This means that everybody thinks that everybody else is just like them. Just because you're excited about the word, that doesn't mean other people would be excited at certain times in their life. Their focus may be on a problem, on how they may feel like they don't measure up. They may feel like they're too good to listen. Whatever's going on, it affects the way people hear, according to the parable of the sower. There were four conditions, four hearts. A stony heart, the wayside heart, which is the worst, then the stony heart, then the heart with the soil with thorns in it. That was the people, the cares of this world. That heart is full of the cares of this world, just like a garden with thorns in it and weeds in it. The plants that you want to produce can't produce. Then there's that good and honest heart. That's like the good soil. You get the big carrots out of that good soil. You get tall stalks of sweet corn from the good soil. But people are not always like faith. They're like themselves. And it's our responsibility. We have the knowledge of God. If we walk in His way and relate to Him, we have the knowledge of God even more so. And we can do some things before His mighty return to help people live. And the Lord will give us counsel and might. He'll give us what we need to know to help others. And when this happens for us, then we can proceed forward. But when we need to, it's necessary. It's necessary to proceed forward and do the word of God. Because God is talking. He cares about us. As we do go forward, proceeding to follow God, and we learn things we don't know, you know, we cover that a lot. But the reason I'm saying that is because when we follow Him, when we listen and hear Him out, He always takes us beyond. Not only for ourselves, many times for others, but we can learn from all that God is doing. We are mighty in Him. When I learned that when your focus is on Him, you walk in greater joy. The things that used to cause you to be miserable has no effect. Even in worse situations, you can still have His joy and His peace. And you'll be able to see how to deal with what you got to do. You'll see your best options. And when people are at a receptive point, you can relay the word of God. And when they're not, you can be patient. And you have to trust the Lord with other people's matters. Just like we trust the Lord, we learn to trust the Lord with our own matters. We have to trust God with other people's matters. If they can't receive from you, it's fine. You're still learning and growing. And you can always pray. You can always operate in the love of God. When people don't hear what you have to say, you don't have to be offended. You can stay in the bubble of joy and peace as long as you can operate in unfeigned love. Operate in the God kind of love, and you will cover a multitude of sins. And so if you can cover a multitude of sins, you can definitely cover a few mild disagreements. And sometimes when people see things the way they do, and they judge things the way they are judging, And many times people will think that you're like them. If they're competitive, that you know, they're prone to think you're competitive. But that's not, you know, you're like you are, they're like they are. If you're loving, they'll think that you're loving. I noticed that pattern in people. If people that are very loving, they expect other people to walk in the same kind of love because it makes sense to them. So when we follow God, we learn things we don't normally learn. We see things we don't normally see. But our focus is on Him. And that's very important for our focus to remain on the Lord. It takes the pain out of life. A lot of things I learned at the worst of times. But the Lord taught me when things are going good, that's the best time to learn because you're not distracted. And then I found out that you can choose not to be distracted. You know there's a problem. You know that you're not where you want to be yet. But you have the hope that you're going there. And you can enjoy the hope while you're solving the right now problems. I know where I'm going. And the Lord will help me. He'll give me wisdom in the right now problems. Now, years ago, I had another problem. If I had a problem, I focused on it, and it was hard to get out of it. And I noticed that other people can excel without worry. I was destroying my own strength through worry, because watching and I was paying too much attention to what was wrong. I was giving that my attention, and I was focusing on what was not. And it caused me to feel desperate. But God is not desperate. And I watched Him, and I learned that you don't have to be desperate all the time. You don't have to worry about what's not. You can breathe. You can take a day off, even though you didn't make the quota you was after. I had to learn these things. And I said, I knew something was wrong. I said, Lord, something's wrong, and I don't know what it is. And because I would make, as long as I had business, I made money. The first 2 weeks I was doing good, but if I had a drop-off of business, then I struggled to make, I had to decide which bill I would pay. I didn't like that. I said, something's wrong, and I don't know what it is. He said, before your feet hit the ground, command your angels to bring you cash. See, we have resources. Don't look at what's wrong. Look at what do you have? The prophet told us, his assistant, I think it was Gehazi, opened the young man's eyes, told Elisha, Elisha said, open the young man's eyes. And he saw a multitude of angels on horses surrounding them, and all their enemies were surrounded by them. Sometimes you have to look at what you have. We're not people without God. We have God, and we have the angels around us to help us. But I still knew something was wrong. I started doing that. I made more money over time because it all works by faith. But I knew, so I said, something else is wrong. And the Lord helped me to see something. When I dealt with temptation, the last problem to conquer it was fear. He said, don't fear falling. And once that was in place, I overcame temptation primarily by love. He taught me to love women that were flirty. Love them. And I saw him different. But I still feared that I would fall. Then he said, don't fear falling. And it was over. I hadn't been tempted like that since. And that was way back in 88. So when this happened for me, I was able to, I saw women different. I saw them more like he see them.
No matter what they did, how they look, it didn't matter. And some people can't believe that. People think you're like they are. And they, you know, I talked to a lot of men about this, and they just can't see. That's not a concept for them. But I experienced something from the Lord that works. So in business, he told me, never worry about money in my presence. Now that helped me because that got rid of another problem. But then I remember how he said, don't fear falling. And I got rid of fear. See, I didn't think it was fear. I didn't know it was fear. But when you act on something, when you work yourself to a frenzy and trying to measure up, and you think that you can't have what you're after, that's fear. And it was a secret fear that I didn't realize was there. That's why I didn't know it. Every weekend I work to no end trying to make money, because fear attaches the enemy to your life. And once I got rid of the fear, and it, you know, again, it was over. If I don't have enough, I just call on the Lord and I go make money without fear. And I noticed that other people do it too. Some people, those, they don't process that well. They can live without fear, and they're not even saved, or they may not even be saved. They feel like they can just proceed with life, and that's a blessing. That's good. I had to break through to get to that point, and we all have to break through something. So we need the Lord's guidance. That's why I do these broadcasts. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. And we got a mighty God that we do serve. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord who walks with us.